hi, your music sucks, but we love it and we want you to keep making it. The opinions and thoughts on this podcast expressed by the host of the podcast are just those, thoughts and opinions. Opinions and thoughts. And the rest is gravy.
We mean no disrespect on the bands or their
musical influences on the
musical landscape.
Scans.
End intro.
Scapes of scans.
And welcome to Your Music Sucks Night Live.
Yeah.
Featuring Joshua Sodom Durkin.
And
Jason
Alain Savoie.
Also featuring in the silent corner that you cannot see, but I can definitely pet, is our favorite dog, Mama Layla. She is a 35-pound in the right corner.
Center stage,
a 35-pound overweight Great Pyrenees, classified as obese by the vets earlier today on Saturday. She is on a stringent lack of less food and more workouts.
She's got...
which will also benefit her owners.
She's got a bad leg, but she can still shake it. Layla.
All right, welcome to the Your Music Sucks podcast. As you can tell, Jason clearly forgot his laptop. He didn't forget it, he just chose not to bring it. And... we're not very successful yet, so we haven't decided to upload the documents to Google Drive or
have a picture.
Yeah.
A graphic.
You know, we're kind of bad. Yeah, God, we need to get on that.
Yeah, that other thing's not going to work, so we're going to have to do the original thing.
Oh, okay. Levi!
Levi
Slaver, if you're listening to this. We are now paying you money to create the logo for this podcast.
U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars. Canadian dollars? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. All right. Anyway, this podcast episode has to do, I think probably once in a while we'll kind of stick with current news podcasts and stuff. So this time we're going to do Grammys Awards of 2018. Not that we're particular fond of the Grammys. I feel like they snub actual artists and creators and just go for who's big and shit.
But that Kendrick, eh? And this guy with the beard. Wow.
This is a terrible... Okay, I'm just going to type in AV Club and that'll... Anyway, we feel like they snub... I feel personally like they snub actual artists.
Yes.
But, not that Kendrick is not an actual artist. I'm so glad that man won 7 Grammys and his team won 7 Grammys. It's fantastic. But I feel like the Grammys kind of just pass up. Like, they rather give a... It's all about fucking making just drama. There's no, actual drums. Music awards anymore.
They're about drums.
Drums. But anyway, we're going to drop some drums on these Grammys, and then the other kind of pop culture item is Justin Timberlake, because he did that sports thing.
J-Tim, Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl? Dude.
Super Plate.
More like Super Plate. More like, let's destroy the entirety of Philadelphia. Woo! That was my... Dude, I just don't like sports.
Oh, it's fun.
I like World Cup soccer, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, but World Cup soccer, they all fight beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, I guess,
they have a respect of not destroying the city, though.
No, it
has... They beat the shit out of each other.
No, there's nothing to do with the fighting. It's more of, to me, football, American football, at least. Well, only American football.
Americanish football?
Americanish football. American football is just... solely American, and the sport itself is kind of boring.
It is boring.
If we lose people on that, I'm okay with it.
I played football in college, and it's boring.
I was a quarterback for a special game once because I was in track and field, and they needed a quarterback for a flag football game, and they asked me to do it, and I was terrible.
Yeah?
But I was really bad.
Yeah, it would be a bad idea putting a track and field athlete.
Yeah. I was mainly a basketball player, but you know how they rotate. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, World Cup soccer.
Music.
We're talking about music, but World Cup soccer is enjoying to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because everyone in the world is watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to watch it, because it's like, you can go online and say like, hey guys, you see that game? And I was like, fuck, that game was incredible. And it's like 80 people from every country in the world talking about that. It's awesome. And like last World Cup, I couldn't drink, but I went to a bunch of German pubs. And like, that was my first beer.
Mm.
It was a German pub. Because the bartender was like, I don't give a fuck if you're 12. You have to drink. And it was like the Brazil-Germany game. And like, I like literally just stood up and was like cheering. And then like two incredibly drunk German guys put me on their shoulders. And I'm like, woo! And like, we're all going, Deutschland, Deutschland, Deutschland. Like, it's fucking awesome. World Cup rocked. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Jay Timberlake. And I was really hoping the hologram on the Super Bowl was just Janet Jackson's boob.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
If only we could see that shriveled old boob.
Oh, God.
You think Michael Jackson ever sucked that boob?
Moving on before this gets sexy.
All in the
family. Hey, stop. This is a family podcast, you fucking trog.
It's all in the family, dude. The Jackson family.
The Jackson family. Anyway.
Don't make me beat you like his father.
Oh, God. And in podcast. Anyway, no, just kidding. Moving on. Starting out the Grammys. Album of the Year. The contenders for the Album of the Year was Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino. 444 by Jay-Z. Damn, Kendrick Lamar. Melodrama by Lorde. And 24K Magic by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
24K Magic by Bruno Mars was the clear winner. Jason, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, Bruno Mars is not of this earth. He's from Mars. So, you know, he gets points.
Okay.
Why is it called 24K Magic is my question.
Because it's like the magic is so good that it's 24 karat.
Oh, like a diamond.
No, like gold.
What?
Like gold.
24 karat gold? Oh, gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Remember in Bugs Bunny when they used to do the 24 carats and then it was actually carats?
Yeah.
It was a good joke. It was a good joke. Anyway, I feel, in my personal opinion, just because I'm a Childish Gambino fan.
What's the question?
It was Album of the Year. Who won?
I mean, Childish Gambino, you know, and 444 got a lot of flack, but
I still haven't listened to it. I need to. I just know, like, everyone was praising him for and apologizing on an album about cheating on his wife.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's really tacky.
I hated on it at first, but then I listened to it and I liked it.
Like, I just feel like it's tacky instead of, like...
He's old school, though. He's not going to win a Grammy.
No, it's not even that he's... I don't think he deserved a Grammy. I'm just saying the album... Like, I know the whole album is not apologizing to Beyonce, but the few songs that were on there that were apologizing to Beyonce, it's like, why don't you just fucking apologize to her and write good music? Like, don't write a song apologizing to her when it's, like, clearly not abstract.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it bugs me a little bit. This is my personal opinion, though. I do like Jay-Z. The best Jay-Z album is Blueprint, because Kanye West produced it. But anyway, moving on. I feel like Childish Gambino should have won.
Yeah.
Just because he revived an entire genre with that album. Like, no one was listening to funk music in 2016, 2017.
Wait, no one was listening to funk?
Funk, yeah.
Bruno Mars started the whole funk thing like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but this is like disco funk, like old classic stuff.
I guess.
Like, Bruno Mars is more like pop.
I don't know. Bruno Mars brought the funk back. Like,
no, so I'm talking like Bootsy Collins and shit like that.
Okay.
Like old school funk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
James Brown-esque kind of
But didn't
of
we
Bootsy
already
Collins.
Have that with when with Nerd and Daft Punk years ago? When they reintroduced the funk, and then Bruno Mars came on their coattails?
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like Kendrick did something that no one's done in a while. But Gambino did something like
I mean, did I say Kendrick Mars?
Kendrick Mars. Kendrick Lamars. Kendrick Lamars. But no, Child. All you have Lamars. To do is add a Z and it's Kendrick totally Lamars. Different. But it's great. No, I feel like Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, did something that was, he harkened back to the 70s funk, which hadn't been done in a long time.
Okay.
I mean, look at him on Jimmy Fallon. He's fucking shirtless, abbed up. He's got the mustache, leather pants. Mm. He's singing all high. It, like, for all intents and purposes, it should be a fucking Bee Gees song.
Yes, put it in the mouth.
And it's fucking awesome. I feel like he reinvented a long-dead genre. And I don't mean as in long-dead as in, like, there's no bands making funk records. It's just there's no top 40 punk or funk songs, you know? And I fucking Redbone came out of nowhere and was top one for a while. Like, that song was huge. It's a good song, too.
Also, he's Han Solo.
Yeah. 444.
We're not Han, he's Lando Calrissian.
Lando Cal Solo. I don't like Star Wars. The new two Star Wars movies have been disappointing.
I
just want to go on record and
I
say
can't,
that.
I can't. Yes, the last one was very disappointing.
I'm really fine with if people listen to this and say, oh, wow, I really like these guys, and then decide not to like me because the new Star Wars.
Last Jedi was garbage.
Yeah. And the shame is because I liked that it was like the director's other movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just, like, Disney's fault.
Although I will say, we're in music fashion, they did a good job with the music in that movie. As much as the movie sucked, the music was done pretty well. Music was on point.
I'll give you that.
But the movie was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, moving on to Kendrick Lamar. Damn. Honestly, that probably should have won Album of the Year, but unfortunately, Bruno Mars released an album, and I don't blame him.
You can't win 18, right?
Yeah. Bruno Mars is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy. He is really, like, I fucking hated him when he first came out. Grenade, suck my nades.
I hated Grenade.
That, like, those... Grenade. He really escaped his Obama-era shitty pop. And I'm proud of him for it. Because his last two records have been phenomenal. And I don't even, like, I'm not the biggest proponent of generic pop. Or as we'll get into later, centrist pop.
Shit.
It's very well done. Bruno Mars did a great job. But I feel like for the current time and era we're living in, Damn definitely should have won for Album of the Year.
Mm.
Lord Melodrama, you were a snub vote, unfortunately.
I don't even know why you were in the running for Album of the Year.
Like, Lord, I got nothing against you. And everyone's going to shit on me for this. But your songs are... Everyone says they go on a deeper level, but they're incredibly face value songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they sound like they're on a deeper level. So that's why people like them. Like, Royals is not a bad song. I'll give it to you. It's a good song.
Which came out
but when? Like 2008?
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of things of a new album because I literally don't care. But that
still writing on Royals, basically.
Everyone, yeah. Well, I mean, she's had two albums. It's like saying back in the 90s is Radiohead writing on Creep. You can't blame her for it. It's not her fault.
Well, no. I don't know.
No, like, if we didn't grow up...
Creep, okay.
Like, Creep. When Creep came out, what, you were like four?
What? No, dude, I was fucking...
Dude, Creep
when
came out...
When did Creep come out?
93.
Oh, no, I was in fucking, like, I was in, dude, I'm 34 or 5 or something.
God, are we really that different?
Yeah, 93, like, yeah, that was a while ago.
Okay.
But not really.
Okay, I wasn't even born yet. So when Creep came out, like, that would be like saying, like...
I mean, I was 11?
Okay, but you weren't listening to Radiohead. You were listening to Metallica.
No,
that
wait,
time.
No. Creep didn't come out. When did Creep came out in 93?
First album, Pablo Honey.
Yeah, but when did Creep get popular?
I don't know, man. Dude, I wasn't even born. Anyway, we're moving the fuck on. She's like, of course she's riding on the curtails of her biggest hit. It's her second album. If you're still riding on the curtails of fucking Royal's third album, I don't blame her for it.
She waited 10 years to make another album?
Honest, but that, like, back what I was saying, that song, "We Live in Cities, You'll Never See on the Screen," everyone's like, oh, wow, that song means more than you think. But it's really like, okay, yeah, I know how to party, but I didn't grow up in New York City, so I don't really know how to party, but I still know how to party, bruh.
I was going to say the same thing. I went to New York City once, and I saw the screens, and I wrote a song about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Anyway, moving on. Lord, I may sit down and listen to Melodrama, and maybe we'll go back to it. Kudos to you for being 19. And also, kudos for turning down the Grammys, because...
And can we discuss this real quick? Kudos for turning the Grammys. We did not want to see Randy Marsh at the Grammys.
Randy Marsh?
Yeah, Randy Marsh was Lord.
Yeah.
From South Park.
I'm drunk.
South Park, Randy Marsh?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going for.
He's Lord, yeah.
I'm Lord?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Nope, we're moving on.
Yeah, we are moving on. But, okay, what is the difference between Album of the Year and Record of the Year?
It's actually, it's a common misconception. It's not Record of the Year, it's Record of the Year.
Oh, Record. Record.
So it's like Recording of the Year. And so it pretty much goes to singles at that point.
Oh!
So it's Redbone, Childish Gambino, Despacito, which probably, if Justin Bieber wasn't attached, it would have won. The Story of OJ, never heard the song.
How dare you?
Yeah.
the Biebs.
I'm going to write a book called How I Didn't Listen to It by Justin
Biebs.
But I don't know. Jay-Z, I'm sorry I don't have title, and I don't care enough to pirate your album. I would have listened to it if it was available on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Moving on. Humble, Kendrick Lamar. Again, that was my vote. That song's fucking killer. I love when Kendrick kind of goes out of his box, and this box was him kind of branching out into current trap rap, and he kind of crushed it. 24K Magic, Bruno Mars wins it again. It's a good song. I don't blame him for it. I wish Humble would have won. I wish Redbone would have won. That's my indie, less pop music side speaking. But I can't slight Bruno Mars for it. He wrote a good fucking record. He put some time into it. Song of the Year. That's What I Like. Christopher Brody Brown, James Fauntleroy. Lawrence, Bruno Mars, Ray Charles McGlaw, Jeremy Reeves, Ray Romulus, and Jonathan Yip. Those are the songwriters.
I'm so confused.
So That's What I Like. Haven't heard the song, but it's another Bruno Mars song, so we can move on. Bruno Mars is currently on three Grammys.
Okay, no. What's the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
I don't know, man. We'd have to look it up. I really don't care about the Grammys. This is just a topic because we couldn't think of any other topics.
You know.
Fucking Logic song is on there. Where, Logic. I think he's a good person, but his music is awful. It's like Skrillex. I think he's a good person. His music is just awful. And so this song got famous because it's the Suicide Hotline number.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was like, oh, wow, that's so deep to name the song after the Suicide Hotline number. And I was like, you know what would be deep? If you named it after the fucking Domino's number, Deep Dish Pizza, motherfucker! Yeah, I'd be more into that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't support suicide. I support suicide relief efforts. I just think it's lame to capitalize on that.
Mm.
Best country album, Chris Stapleton, finally... Oh, God, I gotta say, Chris Stapleton.
A thin field this year in Best Country Album.
Yeah, very thin field. But I think that's a good thing because there is three shit records on this Best Country Album and then two great ones. The new Kenny Chesney album, fuck you if you don't like Kenny Chesney, he's great. I love Kenny Chesney. Dude, Tractor Sexy,
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's a good song. Come here, Lilo. Kenny Chesney's he is pop country.
Oh, good night, Mama. Sorry, my dog went to sleep.
If Jimmy Buffett went to Mexico.
That's exactly why I like it.
He made a country album.
Yeah. He also does a pretty fucking great song.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. He does a pretty fucking great song with, I know who he is, and I know that Willie Nelson. I was going to say pot smoking country guy.
Kenny Stills, Nash and Young.
No, but he does a song with Willie Nelson that's really good.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney is fucking killer.
Willie Nelson actually sells ice out of a grocery store.
Really?
Anyways.
But Kenny Chesney's good because he knows that he's not good, and he just sticks to it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that he's reached his niche market of people from Florida, and that's exactly why I love him so much. Like, his album this year was Cosmic Hallelujah. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a terrible name. Probably a terrible... I listened to it. It's a fine album, but it's terrible because it's Kenny Chesney. But I love it anyway. If any of you guys have ever seen Balloon Shop, look up their Christmas video, because Kenny Chesney Christmas is fucking great.
Mm.
And every year I listen to the Kenny Chesney Christmas album because of it. But Chris Staple... Chris...
Well, when I think country, I think Cosmic Hallelujah.
Because
there's nothing that sounds more country than Cosmic Hallelujah. Yeah.
Moving on. Chris Stapleton won Album of the Year for Best Country Album. I think he definitely deserved that.
He's a man who plays country music.
Do you know anything of Chris Stapleton?
Yes.
Jason clearly does not know anything of Chris Stapleton.
What Chris songs Stapleton, we got? What are the songs?
He's covered a lot of songs. Parachute was his biggest hit. He got big.
Isn't that a drug thing?
No, it's not. But he got big touring with Guns N' Roses.
I mean, I know...
He was the opener for Guns N' Roses.
Was he the Vegas guy in the shooting?
No, that was... I don't know. But no, he got big touring with Guns N' Roses. And everyone was like, oh shit, there's a country act opening for Guns N' Roses, that's gonna suck. Mm. And then they ended up liking them more than Guns N' Roses.
Mm.
And so that's how... I mean, he's been touring for a while, but that was his, like, big break.
I would know the song if I heard it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Best comedy album, moving on.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. I like Dave Chappelle. Was it a little anti-trans for me? Sure.
Jim Gaffigan, though, that's a hilarious guy.
But the dude went up, the dude went up against some fucking four tough comedians.
Jim.
Plus Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, terrible. You're not funny.
So short, but packs such a punch.
Ugh, God, I hate Kevin Hart, Jason.
Whatever.
You know what's funny? I'm going to talk about my family and how my mom's crazy and I'm short. Remember that? I can yell really loud!
He can yell loud.
I don't like Kevin Hart.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, good
attractive.
One.
Got a boob job a few years ago.
Okay, moving on. He went up against Sarah Silverman, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jim Gaffigan. And Dave Chappelle came out on top. Dave Chappelle is very good. Most of those jokes are very good. Some of the... And I don't think he meant them in homophobic or transphobic remarks. They just kind of come off that way. He's of the old guard. I'm not going to excuse him for it, but...
Old guard? Who hasn't been on... Of that list, who's been on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars with Coffee?
I'm pretty sure all of them.
Is it all of them? It might, no, I think Kevin Hart's been on there.
Oh, God. I lost a lot of respect for Jerry Seinfeld.
Maybe. I could be wrong.
Kevin Hart, I'm sure you're a great guy. I just hate your...
Yeah, you make millions of dollars. We, what up?
All right, anyway, best rap album. So we've got Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z for 444, Kendrick Lamar for Damn, Migos with their album Culture, Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom, which, God, that album is fucking a banger. If you haven't listened to that album, holy shit. Her song Power, that's got Kendrick Lamar featured on it, holy shit. I quote that song about once a day, because Kendrick does this verse where he goes, "Let's talk about my power, the golden showers." I was like, it's fucking killer. I talk about it all the time. And then Flower Boy, Tyler the Creator.
I didn't know he was into that.
I don't know what it means.
Golden showers?
Good. But anyway.
You know what it means.
I know what it means, but I don't think he's really meaning peeing on people. Anyway, Flower Boy, Tyler, the Creator, which definitely didn't deserve Best Rap Album.
Yeah, I had no
idea. But I'm glad that it was nominated, because that was the first time that I felt Tyler, the Creator. Because Tyler, the Creator has shown glimpses of brilliance. His best song is Stong. Song is the... I can't remember the name of the song, but it's... It's got Frank Ocean on it. It's like, eyes wide open so we can see you in your bar when you're sleeping, naked body, fresh out the shower. That's a good song. It's got a ninja. It's talking about a ninja on it or something. Can't remember the name of the song, but it is a very, very good song. And I feel like that was his kind of I am an artist song. And it's an incredible song. And then he released the whatever... Cherry Bomb album, and that album, I feel like the beats were tight, but the production value on that album was terrible. You couldn't hear what he was saying half the time. I don't know. Layla's Wisdom Rhapsody is very good, very female focused, strong album, incredible. Migos, I love Kendrick Lamar's Damn. I feel like Culture should have won for Rap Album of the Year.
Great eggs.
Just because of the amount of impact that it had on the whole, I mean. There have been, like, this is how you get, like, fucking, like, Lil Uzi Pump and Lil Pippy Daddy Slippy Doo. Like, I don't know, man. I don't listen to trap. I'm trying to get into trap.
No, that's he's probably the best trap artist.
Slippy Daddy?
Whoa, Lil Slippy Doo.
Is that Scrappy Doo's, like, son?
Yeah, Scrappy Doo had a son with,
Velma.
Velma.
Anyway.
Also known as Hayden Panettiere before she married that Russian boxer. Pumped out a little Slippy Dude. Best trap album ever.
Okay, so Jason and I work at a grocery store. Jason, can you do the thing you do with the customers real quick?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, oh man, this artichoke looks really good.
Oh, artichoke. Funny story. Artichokes, they actually come from, artist in Bolivia named Steven Choke.
Oh, really? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, he is, you wouldn't think Steven would be a name for someone in Bolivia.
Was he an immigrant?
He was an immigrant, yes. He's immigrated from... somewhere around about the U.S. of A. And
what time period is this?
Sometime around the aughts. Okay. Yeah, sometime around those the olden years.
So I'm gonna pause this real quick.
These aren't in the records.
What really makes this brilliant is the authenticity of his pauses. They seem like he's recalling an old story instead of making one up. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and, you know, these olden records, they were recovered from a shipwreck in about 1904, right off that coast over there. And they just said, you know, Stephen Choke. Choke is, it's choke. It's spelled choke, so we say it in American choke. But in Bolivian, it's Chake.
It's Bolivian's not a language.
Steven Artichoke. With a PH. Steven with a PH. Not with a V. And, because PH is the old world Steven. The new Steven's with a V, because it makes more sense. If you use Steven with a PH, it's like, well, was his name Stefan or Steve? It's not Steph, it's Steve. So you have to use a V. So old Steve. Steve Choke.
I'm going to vomit. All right. You get the fucking...
This can go on for hours.
Yeah, yeah. Go on for hours. But, like, the customers just fucking sit there, and they're, like, so enthralled in the story.
Oh, wow.
And then Jason hands them his receipt and goes, everything I just told you is makeup. Fucking have a good day. So goddamn good. Anyway! Right. Moving on!
These fucking Grammys.
Best rap album, Kendrick Lamar, Damn. Best pop solo performance.
Good job, Kendrick.
fuck you, Ed Sheeran.
What are the other charges? Kelly Clarkson, Kesha. Kesha?
Yeah, it was a pretty shit year this year.
Kesha, happy for you. You broke free from your record label hell. Fuck them, whoever it was. Your label, fuck you. You fuck Kesha over. I didn't really like Kesha, you know, but that whole label shit.
Until her and that guy
fucked you over. So,
no, not that.
More power to you, Kesha.
Yes, power to you, Kesha, but I have not liked Kesha since you turned to that great 80s song, You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round, like a record. And then they did it, You Spin, like, it was that time in, like, the Obama years where they were just taking popular 80s songs.
I thought Rihanna did that song, too.
Nope, it was Kesha. You spin me right round, baby, right round, till you go down, till you go down, down. And it's, like, just a fucking bastardization of a good song. But, no, I mean, good for you. Your album, or your bop, whatever that song is, probably was better than Ed Sheeran. And I don't mind Ed Sheeran. I think Ed Sheeran probably wrote one of the best R&B songs of the last 5 or 6 years with a Maybe Now, Take Me Into Your Loving Arms. That's a good song. He did a good job with that.
Yeah.
I think it's
Lady Gaga.
No, but I like back to Ed Sheeran. I think he did a good job with that song. It was very interesting. Kind of outside his repertoire. But Shape of You just gets into this shitty kind of just poorly driven synth song when his strength is clearly in R&B, and I think he should have stuck to that. However, Ed Sheeran, I have not nothing against you as a person, but I don't think you're a very talented artist. And whenever you talk poorly of Ed Sheeran around an Ed Sheeran fan, they always say, well, okay. If you like, and it's the same thing with jam bands. It's the reason I don't like jam bands. Okay, you may not like Ed Sheeran, but have you ever seen him live? He just comes on stage by himself with an acoustic guitar and a looper pedal. You know what a looper pedal is? If you just loop a sound over and over again, it'll just kind of like loop. Do you know what a loop is? And it's really stupid. And I'm like, yes, I'm a musician. I listen to music. I know what a looper pedal is. And it's like, okay, they're talking about fucking looper pedals and Ed Sheeran being alone on stage. Whatever. And then it's just annoying. And then they say, like, wow, he's just got an acoustic guitar, but then all of a sudden it sounds like there's a full band on stage. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been listening to Andrew Bird for 15 years. like, yeah, don't talk about how Ed Sheeran can come on stage with an acoustic guitar and a looper pedal when you can say, hey, man, Andrew Bird comes on stage and it sounds like there's an entire orchestra in front of you. It's not a fair comparison, but it's also not a fair argument.
I know a guy in St. Louis that does that every night.
Yeah, there's that like, just because Ed Sheeran is better live doesn't make his music good. Just because, like I said earlier, the Grateful Dead is better live doesn't make their music good. Moving on, best new artists. Alessa Cara, no idea. Khalid, no idea. Is that DJ Khaled? I don't know. Little Uzi Vert, I hate your name. SZA should have won that. It's disappointing that she didn't. Best rap sung performance. Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar.
I like the rap / sung. They have to differentiate.
Yeah. Well, it's the best rap song that has a singing part in it.
Yeah.
Because
that matters. That's fine.
I feel like SZA should have won it. But God. How are you going to release a fucking album about how you cheated on your wife and then have your wife on the fucking song called Family Feud? I'm not saying it's a bad album. I just have a problem with it, man. Just got a problem with it. I don't even know who Six Lack is.
No money,
sounds
no
like,
problems, yeah.
I don't know, man. But Loyalty, Kendrick wrote a fantastic... Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Kendrick wrote a fantastic album. He did a great job. And
who is Six Lack?
I don't know, man.
Slack? Okay.
Six Lack, like X-Lax?
Six Lack.
Yeah.
Okay. X-Lax.
Best traditional pop vocal album. Nobody But Me, Michael Bublé. I'm so glad he didn't win. In Full Swing, Seth MacFarlane. I'm glad he didn't win, but I'm also glad
Wow.
I'm not glad he didn't win. I'm just glad he was nominated. I don't think Seth MacFarlane should ever win a Grammy.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I am fucking pissed that she didn't.
From
dude, Sarah McLachlan is my guilty pleasure.
You can't even understand what Bob Dylan's saying live anymore. I guess on the album, they have.
And let's be honest.
Thanks for that.
Tony Bennett only won an album because he's fucking 90s years
old. Tony Bennett. Oh, that's the what's her name? The soap opera actress award. They called.
What are you talking about?
It was some award with the like Golden Globes or some award where with you know where they do TV awards.
Oh, for like the oldest shit people that are still doing stuff.
And this lady had never won it, and like every year she was gonna win it, and then finally she was.
Dude, real. Tony Bennett's won ton. I'm not claiming that his music isn't good. Like, Tony Bennett's a fucking classic. But he just won this one because he's fucking 90 years old and he's still releasing albums.
Yeah, and that's right. Yeah.
It honestly probably should have gone to Bob Dylan or McLaughlin. Fuck you, Michael Bublé. Just fuck you. I got nothing else to say. I don't have to explain why I hate you, but
Seth,
fuck you, Michael
Seth
Bublé.
Love the Orville.
I do. Seth MacFarlane, you're doing a good job. We're proud of you. Anyway, moving on. Best pop vocal album. It went to Ed Sheeran again. I'm glad it didn't go to Coldplay. Coldplay, fucking turn your shit around. You've said this is your last album since fucking Viva La Vida. Viva La Vida was not your last album, but the one after that was, whatever it was, fucking the song that had the Charlie Brown song on it. And that one was okay, except for fucking Paradise. That song blew. And then you keep releasing shit pop songs because fucking you gotta pay your fucking child support to goddamn Goop lady. What's her name?
Yeah, be a man of your word. Like a man of his word who would say he's getting married and isn't getting divorced.
Yeah, come on, Chris Martin. You made your fame off of copying the Bins. Just copy the Bins some more.
Too much Goop.
Too much Goop. Lust for Life, Lana Del Rey. I think we've discussed how much we don't like Lana Del Rey before, so we can kind of skip that one. Lana
she
Del
created
Rey.
A genre that
hey,
is
the first... The first two popular best pop vocal albums, the first two on this list, both stole from Radiohead.
They did. Yeah.
What a quinky dink. Imagine Dragons, I honestly feel like you should have won for this one.
Me too, actually.
I enjoy Imagine Dragons. I think they're delightfully bad. And it's like Meghan Trainor. She's delightfully bad. And I think it's... I don't listen to it for artists like... artistry. I listen to it because it's good. I will say this,
go dig into some live Imagine Dragons and you'll find some very good covers.
Yeah, they do a good job, I gotta say. Now, just whenever you're sad, just sit down, think of a happy place and imagine dragons. Nice. Anyway, Ed Sheeran won that one. He probably shouldn't have. I'm disappointed in you. Best pop duo group performance. Went to Portugal the Man, which is the... Portugal the Man has always been terrible. Everyone has always kind of said they're great.
Wait, that's that song?
Yeah, that's Portugal the Man.
Feel It Still?
Yeah. And I feel it still.
I thought that was some female on that.
Nope, it's Portugal the Man. He's always kind of sounded like a girl, but...
Whoa. You just blew my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
I thought that song was that lady from something.
Nope, it's fucking Portugal the Man.
Okay.
The rest of their music is terrible. That's their only good song. I tried to get in Portugal with the Man because everyone was like, oh my god, they're just so good in indie.
Meghan Trainor's all about that bass?
Yeah.
That's who I thought that was.
Oh, no, that's fucking Portugal with the Man. Made indie albums until this year and they're
dude,
fucking
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, he started out doing like guitar shit.
Yeah,
and
he was always bad.
And then
he was never
just,
good.
He would just
but...
try to do whatever was popular and it was garbage.
Yeah, no, he just tried to make fucking Shins records and it's terrible. Tried to make Shins records, but put like some like I can sing. It was like so. Imagine a good band that like Silver Sun Pickups tried to make a Shins record, and you get Portugal the Man, and well, a shitty Shins record. So it's not that Australia is a shitty record, but Portugal the Man tried to make Australia by the shorts.
Man, I would give this one to Despacito, man. Yeah, the Biebs.
I'm fucking pissed about this Grammy that Despacito won, like...
I feel like the Biebs is getting frozen out here.
It's not even fucking the Biebs. Like, the guys that wrote this song should deserve some
Daddy
shit.
Daddy Yankee? Yeah. Louie? Oh, Louie?
You don't know who these people are. But it doesn't matter.
I know who Daddy Yankee is.
Yeah, but, like, the, I know these, the that is. Song was everywhere. And then it got, like, fucking snubbed for Portugal the Man, who's a band, not a best pop duo group. I mean, I guess he's a group. But come on. And then, okay, I like Zed. Zed makes decent pop techno. Mm-hmm. That's just fine. He and Alessa Cara, whatever her name is, should have won. Reap it, Imagine Dragons, but you gave it to fucking Portugal the Man? God, that song is good, but it's not that good. All right, moving on. Best rap song. Humble, Kendrick Lamar was the winner.
Excellent.
Excellent. Good choice. It went up against Jay-Z, Rhapsody, which I'm glad Rhapsody, because she's always kind of been like... under Kendrick, they're on the same label. She is fantastic. I'm glad she was nominated as much as she was. Run the Jewels, I'm glad they were nominated too. Fucking there.
Yeah, they deserve the nomination.
Best rap performance, again, Humble, Kendrick Lamar.
I didn't even know Big Sean was still doing shit.
Yeah, and his new album was actually pretty solid. His latest, his 2017, was pretty good. Cardi B, I don't know why everyone likes you. You're kind of mediocre. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's just really good. I don't know. I think she's mediocre. I'd rather listen to Rhapsody. Jay-Z, haven't listened to your album. Bad and Bougie.
We all know the song.
Very good song. Honestly, should have beat out Kendrick. I love Kendrick. He would have been my pick, but I think in all fairness, Bad and Bougie should have won.
Really?
Yeah. I just think it was the best rap performance by far. I think it
does define the era as far as...
Yeah, and that's
but
what...
But so does Humble, right?
I think it does, but to a lesser
Humble
extent.
Or is Humble an outlier?
Humble's not an outlier. It defines the era because it's still kind of trap-ish. But I think what makes Humble special is it takes a stance. It takes a political stance, and that's what these Grammy people want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what will get them the most, oh, the Grammys, man, took political stance. They voted for liberal shit. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a liberal. I'm just saying the Grammys should not take liberal stances in their song choices. Maybe, sure, show anti-Trump videos at the beginning of the Grammys. That would be awesome. But I'm not saying that Humble is super anti-Trump or anything, but it is definitely more of a political stance than Bad and Bougie. And, Bad and Bougie was just everywhere. Like, Humble was not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that it's... I like Humble more than I like Bad and Bougie.
I disagree. I think Humble was everywhere.
I mean, just not to the extent where, like, we're in line checking customers out at our grocery store, and then customer walks up, and I'm bagging for your roommate, and it starts to rain, and he goes, raindrops, and I go, drop top.
Drop top,
and then, like, the customer goes, smoking a hood in a hot box. Like, it's, like, just random fucking people who, like, if you said, hey, who was the producer on Jay-Z's Blueprint? No one would know Kanye West. Like, no one would know, oh, hey, how do you pronounce the guy who spells his name GZA? No one would say GZA. They would all say GZA. Like, no one would say SZA. No one would say, like, yeah, like, they just don't know. And I'm not saying, like, it has nothing to do with race or anything. It's just, like, they just don't know. And, like, Bad and Bougie was fucking everywhere.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like, my mom said Bougie to me once.
I think they're close.
What? Yeah.
They're close.
They're close, but I think Bad and Bougie should have won. And not to slight that from Kendrick, I love Kendrick. He should have, like, I'm so glad he won. But I think it should have gone to Bad and Bougie.
I agree.
Best rock song. Are you ready to be depressed? Are you ready to be depressed? Because this is what the Grammys dictate as best rock
song. I've heard about this, yes.
So they gave Atlas Rise, which should have won. That's Metallica. That's a fucking killer song. Metallica made a comeback in 2017. Goddamn, I'm glad they did.
Admittedly, there are songs in that album that are great, and there's some that are kind of meh. But the ones that are good are classic Metallica.
We have been getting terrible Metallica since Saint Anger. And you can say, like, oh, Death Magnetic wasn't bad. Fuck Death Magnetic.
There are some classic fucking old school Metallica songs on that new album.
I don't even know who Nothing More is.
Oh, no, okay, Nothing More. No, that's the okay. That's the band they perform there at the Grammy. They're from Austin. It's some band. It's in the akin of Nickelback.
Oh, gross!
At all.
You don't even need to tell me. Avenged Sevenfold was up for a Grammy. Avenged Sevenfold is still a band. I'm sorry if I offend you, people who like Avenged Sevenfold. My best friend Joel liked Avenged Sevenfold growing up, but when fucking other like God. You're such a bad metal band.
Yeah, you need to avenge sevenfold that ten up and go home.
Okay. God, there's just so many much better metal bands you could be listening to. God, I can't believe they were on fucking Grammy. And then the Foo Fighters, like, come on. The Foo Fighters?
Yeah, all right.
Run? I don't even know their song. I stopped listening to Foo Fighters. Okay, so the newest album, they wrote a song called Run. The last album, they wrote a song called Walk. like, God, what's this song? So the last song, Walk, was Learning to Walk Again. Is this song Learning to Run Again?
Well, he was in the wheelchair, and then now he's...
Fuck off. I like Dave Grohl as a person, but... Your last two albums have been terrible.
At least we can know that they will continue to churn out mediocre rock that will be on the Grammys every year.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
What was the other? Oh,
no, the winner was Foo Fighters. Yeah. That's disappointing. Also, I'll give it. So the
because it's the best. The best.
If you guys ever want a fucking great time, please look up the best. The best. Just so it's the Foo Fighters, the best on repeat, but all he says is the best. So, like, it goes, I got another confession, my friend. But as soon as he starts doing the best, like, it doesn't stop doing the best.
Is it 10 hours?
No, it's just the whole song, the whole rest of the song. And they, like, they vocoded it so that it goes, like, the best, like, it's so fucking great. And every time that song comes on, like, I just walk, like, wherever I am, and I just go, the best, like, it's just, like, the rest of the song is just Dave Grohl screaming the best. Anyway, speaking of the best rock album, it's, fucking Mastodon was up for the best rock album. When does, God, that's how shit rock music, like, popular rock music is in 2017.
Yeah, when 80s.
Fucking Mastodon is up for best rock album.
Master what?
Yeah. More like masturbate.
More like Mastodon's a fucking dinosaur, just like the fucking band. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I put Mastodon in the same level as Dream Theater. Where they, like, every, like, the people that like them think they're good, but they're terrible.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know Dream Theater?
No.
They're like that, like, shitty prog rock Rush. Well, prog rock is Rush. But it's like if, like, Metallica met Rush.
Don't know.
It's fucking awful. Don't listen to them. Metallica, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Probably should have won.
Nothing More Again. The band no one knows, but
yep.
They're at the Grammys somehow performing.
I don't like the War on Drugs. I'm glad they won, though.
I don't like them either.
I'm glad they won, though. They probably deserved it. Queens of the Stone Age, you had a good album, but it was not Grammy-worthy. Not that anything that's been up for the Grammys in the last 10 years has been Grammy-worthy. But it was a decent album. I think Metallica should have won this one for sure. Just because they, like, finally... Like, it'd be like if Weezer was up for the best album of the year when they released the White Album. It was like, if they didn't win, I'd be fucking pissed. The White Album was fantastic. And that's how I feel about Metallica. It was like, oh, you guys finally did something right again? All right, you deserve a Grammy for that. All right, best alternative music album. I'm fucking pissed that LCD Sound System didn't win this one.
Oh, I don't understand any of this one.
So it's Humans, Gorillaz, which was terrible.
Yeah, Gorillaz. God,
fuck.
Everyone was waiting on.
Everyone was waiting on a good, like, Gorillaz album because he hasn't released anything in a while. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. And, I don't really, like, I like the Gorillaz, but I'm not like, what the fuck, Gorillaz? And then, like, it came out and it was bad, but everyone was still saying it was good because it was a fucking Gorillaz record. It's like if Kurt Cobain happened to wake up from fucking death and release an album and it was terrible, people would still say it was good because it's a Nirvana album. It doesn't matter.
And like, they really strung it out too. They released a song at a time.
Yeah.
Starting probably before this year. And it was, okay, this song isn't really good, but then they're probably getting to the, and you kept waiting and waiting, and then
it never got good. It never got good. Yeah. That's what happened with all of my favorite indie bands.
Mm.
That happened with Young the Giant. Foster the People. You listen to the album and you're like, okay, this is the like kind of shitty song. Hopefully it'll get good eventually, and it never does. And that was the Gorillaz album.
But who else? So we got Arcade Fire, who tried with their whole disco,
yeah,
pop, cool revival indie thing, and it.
They should have just stuck to making The Funeral for four more albums, and then just kind of stopped.
And I think their whole thing is they try to adapt to what the sound is, but while also being the cutting edge of what's coming up, and they miss that cutting edge.
They would have been better off.
Because the disco thing was kind of coming back for a while, but it was a very short window. And they
would have been better off releasing two more albums after The Funeral and then saying they were going to release an album and then cancel the album.
Mm.
Just, and then, like, those two albums would go down as, like, fucking classics. Even if they're good or not.
And then you got LCD Sound System, which...
should have won, honestly. In my opinion, I fucking love LCD Sound System.
Excellent.
I liked the new album. Do I think it deserved Album of the Year? No. Or whatever this award is. Sorry, I was letting my dog out. That's why my voice showed up.
It's kind of alternative, I guess.
Yeah.
Alternative is it's a different thing.
I think it was good. I think they just wanted to fit, like, if I was a voter for the Grammys, they just wanted to fit it in there so that they seemed well-rounded. Honestly, I loved the new Father John Misty album. But I don't think it should have won. I'm glad it was nominated again. Don't think it should have won. Mr. Misty, you did a great job. It's a great album. But I just feel like this is a shitty list. Misty, you should have been on the album. LCD Sound System, you should have been on the album or on this list. But The National won it. I've never liked The National. I can sing sad and low. My songs are sad. I grew up sad.
Lots of boredom.
It's very boring. It's very boring. And I'm not shitting on boring. I like fucking Nick Drake. Shit's boring. But it's good. I like Bon Iver. Early shit is boring. It's just like there's no meat to The National. It's just boring.
And I think if the Arcade Fire album had come out late in the year, it probably would have won.
Yeah.
Just because. Yeah. Name. Because who else on this comp? Like, think about it in your own mind. If all these albums come out and then, the Arcade Fire drops an album November. You're going to remember it just because it's them.
It's cold November rain. All right, we are, I think, slowly approaching.
Damn.
On the, I think that's, hello.
Keep rolling.
It's about, I don't know, how long we've been doing this.
Isn't that the clock? Isn't that the top?
I feel like we started like...
No, go back.
I guess it's been an hour. Okay, we're not doing this too long.
I thought it was an hour 53. What's that clock at the top mean?
Whatever, don't worry about it. Moving on. Best rock performance. I went to Leonard Cohen. I'm glad I didn't go to Chris Cornell.
I guess Leonard Cohen is rock.
Yeah, right? I mean, he had a good album, but it either went to fucking Kaleo, which... I liked a couple Kaleo songs, but they're not a rock band.
Wait, what's the... Go back.
We gotta keep moving.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Keep going. Best rock album, and then go back down. Oh, performance. Okay.
Yeah, best rock performance. Jesus. It was Cohen, Chris Cornell, Foo Fighters, Kaleo.
I thought Chris Cornell was dead.
He is dead. But, like... that was really sad. I like Chris Cornell.
Me too.
But that Promise song sucks. It only got on here because he killed himself. And that's what And that's what really blows about this. Yeah. Is it, like...
It's a memorial.
It's a memorial, yeah.
Nothing more.
Yeah, of course, they're still in here. But like
future WWE superstar band.
Yeah, fucking... They're the 3 Days Grace of 2018.
Jesus tits.
But, yeah, like, no, it sucks, because, like, that song blows. It's only on here because he killed himself. Leonard Cohen's song is a good song, but best rock performance?
No.
The song's fucking a piano ballad. It's only on here because he died.
Yeah.
And it blows that, like, we have to, like, memorialize these people through awards because they died. Ugh. Like, just memorialize them. Like, we don't need a fucking award to tell them that they were good. And it's not even to tell them. It is to remind the people that liked them that they were good. Mm-hmm. We know they're good. That's why we're sad that they died. I would be pissed if David Bowie fucking won a fucking out Grammy.
Bowie?
But whatever, dude. I'm drunk as hell.
That's some Cajun shit. David Bowie.
I'm digging down the boons.
Oh, Bowie.
Fucking boat. Best metal performance. Fucking Mastodon. Okay. August Burns Red was on the fucking best metal performance. What is this, 2003? Meshuggah? What is this, 2001? What the fuck?
Dude, System of a Down, please come back.
God damn it.
Can you just set all this these... music industry on its head and come back?
I know.
And
okay.
Fucking light it on
fire.
I'm not
even going to talk about the fucking best metal performance. Fuck you, Mastodon. Sultan's Curse. You're Mastodon, you're just a shitty Iron Maiden. Moving on. Best R&B performance.
Bruno.
Bruno Mars. Again, it should have been SZA, but I'm glad Bruno Mars, he wrote a good album.
Cool.
Best traditional R&B performance. I don't think it was traditional, but I'll give him to it because it was in the style of the 70s.
Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover, my hero. I'm fucking so glad he finally won a Grammy. The guy is incredibly talented, and he's great. Best R&B song. Which, how is that different between best traditional performance or best R&B performance?
Don't question it.
I don't know.
I tried that earlier and it didn't work.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But Bruno Mars wins again, but that's what I like. That's like his fourth one.
Yeah, I like how they, they do the other ones, and then the later songs categories, they list everyone who did it.
How do you feel about The Weeknd?
The Weeknd sucks.
Yeah, he's just a shitty Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and he's not.
And everyone's like, sell?
Even to mention him with Michael Jackson's name is a
His hair
disgrace.
Is stupid, and Selena Gomez is stupid. Anyway, Childish Gambino should have won Best Urban Contemporary Album. And if we're being honest, fucking Open Mike Eagle should have won Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Yeah.
The song, agreed. That album is about fucking growing up in the Chicago projects. Like, come on. Fuck you.
No one cares about Chi-Town. Who is that an ode?
Kanye West cares about Chi-Town.
Is that an ode to... Go back up. Is that an ode The Weeknd to Starman from David Bowie?
I don't know. Anyway, fuck The Weeknd.
Okay.
Also... Yeah.
Fuck The Weeknd.
Kanye West cares about Chi-Town.
Yeah, okay.
Best R&B album, Bruno Mars.
Wow, who knew?
Who knew? Best country solo performance, Chris Stapleton, glad he won, moving on. Country duo, Little Big Town, fuck you. Best country song, Chris Stapleton, glad he won again.
Yeah, the old T-Swift.
Best dance, see, this is where I'm happy. Best dance, it should have fucking been included for Despacito, but I'm really glad LCD Sound System won.
I like the Bonobo entry, that they're getting some shit out there. But LCD Sound System, yeah.
Best dance electronic album went to Kraftwerk. I'm happy with that. I'm kind of mad. Oh, Sylvanesso. I didn't even know she was up for that. I'm really glad Sylvanesso was at least mentioned. She deserves some more shit. She's fucking talented as hell.
Yeah, she...
The guy that does all of her beats are fucking fantastic.
I don't know how good she is live, but if
she's very good live.
She should have been on the Grammys.
Best music video, Humbuck Kendrick Lamar. I agree with that.
Oh, Beck's in there. Always. Yeah.
Fuck you, Beck.
You
haven't made a good album in fucking 5 years.
Scientology!
Oh, remember when you made that acoustic album and it was all slow and deep? Fuck you. Actually, that was actually a pretty decent Owen Wilson impression.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, remember when he made the acoustic album and it was all slow and deep?
So the acoustic album is 1 Foot in the Grave.
No, it's not. It's the one where he's wearing that fucking stupid hat.
What?
Beck album.
Colors?
No.
No, it was One Foot in the Grave. No, I'm talking old.
No. I'm talking current.
No, yeah, you're talking shit fuck current. Beck dick shit.
Like he's wearing those fucking stupid bowler ass hats.
Yeah, Scientology hats.
Scientology hats. Probably got foil on the inside of it.
Brings the cyclones into your brain. Yeah, the first one.
Morning Phase. Yeah. One, I feel like Morning Phase is an Incubus song. Is
it Stereoapathetic Soul Manure is the greatest Beck album you've never heard. Get on. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Mutations. One Foot in the Grave is a good album.
Mutations takes from One Foot in the Grave.
Yeah. I really like Guillerito, of course.
Yeah.
The Hell Yes EP was very good. His self-titled EP was also very good back in 2001. Mm. Midnight Vultures. Solid. Sea Change was dope. Mellow Gold, fucking classic. Can't beat that. And goddamn Odelay. That is my favorite Beck album by far.
Mm.
Just banger after banger after banger.
Not my favorite.
Oh, so good, though. Anyway, back. Now we got off Beck. Best music film, The Defiant Ones.
Ooh, what are these? What are the
options? So it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, which honestly should have won just because it was good and his fucking son died. But then I don't even know who the Defiant Ones are. I don't know who Soundbreaking is. Two Trains Running, don't know who that is. And The Grateful Dead, fuck you, The Grateful Dead. Just fuck you.
Yeah, he just doesn't fuck like
you.
The Grateful Dead.
Fuck you to hell.
You gotta hear Scarlet Fire, it's good.
I've heard it all, dude, it sucks.
You haven't heard it.
It should have been Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And if you don't know Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, they're the ones like, "I'm now cloak in the red right hand comes a Mr. Black cloak with the red right hand."
Oh,
and then
that is the Peaky Blinders song.
Yeah, fucking Peaky Blinders is a good ass TV show. And if you watch Peaky Blinders, you'll be able to say this on the fucking Peaky
Blinders. Peaky fucking Blinders.
Fucking watch Peaky Blinders, good ass TV. Good job, Netflix.
Don't sue us for that.
Best dance recording. Glad LCD Sound System won again.
But again,
everyone's been copying fucking LCD Sound System since they started making music. I'm glad they finally got a Grammy. Best dance electronic album. I feel like this was already up, but I'm glad Kraftwerk won. Kraftwerk is good. Yeah. I'm again very glad that Sylvanessa was nominated. Best American Roots Performance. Alabama Shakes. Fuck you, the Alabama Shakes. Really, you're bad.
This is a kind of a weak...
Yeah, American Roots. It should have gone to Alison Krauss, honestly. Best Americana, that don't even know.
May I go back? I miss the Americana. Okay, go.
It should have gone to Greg Allman. Best Contemporary Blues, there's only two. That's kind of... Oh, there's five, I guess. Taj Mahal and Kebmo.
I know Robert Randolph and the Family Man.
I guess that, yeah. Best Folk was Amy Mann. I actually like Amy Mann quite a lot.
Folk? This is all they can do for folk?
Yeah.
Cat Stevens? What?
Yeah. Best Latin pop. It went to Shakira. Fucking beat out.
Jesus Christ.
I like Shakira, though.
Not that one. Just the last. The folk.
Yeah. Album. Best spoken word. Went to Carrie Fisher for The Princess Diarist. That is a good book, though. Her book is very good.
Includes poetry, audiobooks, and storytelling.
Her book is very good, but she also died, so I kind of take a little, like minus 20 points to Grammy.
All right, yeah. I guess Neil deGrasse Tyson. I read The Born to
Run. Yeah, it should have gone to Neil deGrasse for sure, but I read The Born to Run book. Fuck you, Bruce Springsteen.
Fuck science, right?
literally anyone but Carrie Fisher and Bruce Springsteen would have won. Carrie Fisher, we miss you. I'm really sad you died, but come on.
Drugs suck.
Best musical theater album. Yeah. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media. It went to La La Land. Fucking, I'm so glad it didn't go to Hidden Figures. That movie was terrible. And that movie, everyone knew it was bad. And fuck you that it didn't go to Baby Driver.
So, okay, this is best compilation soundtrack
for visual for a media. Movie.
So basically the best soundtrack.
And it didn't go... Hidden Figures was a terrible movie, and it had a bad soundtrack.
And not including score, but strictly the soundtrack.
So, like, those movies are what... And I'm trying to make this not come off as racist. I feel like those movies...
What movie?
Hidden Figures, which was the, the African-American women work for NASA.
Oh, NASA, yeah. That
was and, like, great story, but I feel like that movie is just capitalizing on the fact that, like, racism is a thing.
For sure.
And I don't feel like it's actually saying anything important or doing anything important.
Hopefully good can come from it, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's just saying, like, oh, remember this?
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, it's meant for, to my experience, it's meant for people who didn't know that. I knew about those women. I don't know their names, but I knew about it. And for me, it was like, oh, yeah, I know about this. But then it's meant for people who are kind of racist, but not. It's kind of like the neglect racism, where it's like, oh, black people, yeah.
And then so, okay, I didn't know about it. I didn't know about that story.
No, but when you saw that, were you like, holy cow?
No, when I saw it, I thought it was an exploitive.
See, that's how I feel about it, too. And yeah. And I'm not trying to take away from those accomplishments that those women did. And they did do a lot for African-American culture and for NASA in large. But I just feel like... And women, of course. I just feel like the movie is a little bit exploitive.
And we could go really deep into that, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So that bums me out about that movie. La La Land, saw it. I really wish the Grammys would have done... La La Land! And then they're like, oh shit, fucking the Moon movie. You know, like the Oscars when they fucked that up. That would have been funny. Honestly, should have gone to Baby Driver. That shit was way better.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, that's not the songs, and we're talking about not the score, but the songs.
Yeah.
And
that's the best compilation soundtrack. And this some is what pisses me off.
Some of the
more.
Remastered songs they put out of classic songs so on that album were fucking bangers.
I know. They're way better than the originals, too. And this is where it really pisses me off. Best score soundtrack for visual media. La La Land also won. Fuck that. Like, they used, like, 2 non-original songs.
Game of Thrones? What, because the title track?
Yeah. The rest of the music's good. It fucking should have... I mean, Hans...
The rest of
Hans,
the music.
It is fine. Hans Zimmer's has won enough. He should have won.
Dunkirk.
But Arrival
should have won. We're going to Dunkirk, but you can't turn away from here.
Best song written for visual media. Glad I went to Lin-Manuel Miranda. He should have won more. Producer of the Year. Greg Kurstin. No idea what that fucking guy's done. Calvin Harris was nominated. That guy's music is terrible.
Yeah, Greg, did you have a hand in any of the albums or songs that won Grammys?
Probably not. This is probably like... Okay. All
right.
But so. Podcast of the Year goes to Your Music Sucks Podcast.
Your Music Sucks.
All right. Well, that was the Grammys podcast.
That was the Grammys.
I don't feel like we have time to talk about JT. We ran a little long.
I think we're going to try to make these more timely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, this is going to be out of, you know, a little later.
My life is very busy right now. I am currently...
we're all busy.
Stepping down from one job and going up at another. So...
Steps.
In a couple weeks, I'll have a lot more time. I'm going to try and release this podcast tomorrow. Ah, shit, Jason. We didn't even talk about the music we're listening to.
Oh.
I'm going to try to listen to this podcast tomorrow. I'm going to right now... I've been listening to a lot of really good new bands, so I'm going to mention those, but I'm going to try to release this podcast tomorrow, or later on today, technically, because it's Thursday, February 8th, so if you're not listening to this podcast on Thursday, February 8th, or here for after, that's not even a thing, I'm sorry, I'm so busy. Jason, I'm sorry that I haven't been releasing these more timely. I know we've got Manny. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Manny.
Manny.
Manny, you are the man.
E.
E.
Okay, anyway, so this is album...
for
this,
still listening, this even podcast, though we make jokes like that.
Podcast of the Year is going to come out tomorrow. Oh,
Podcast of the Year.
Today. Today. Like
this is the Your Music Sucks Podcast of the Year.
I'm going to go to sleep and wake up at 9. Give me, like, 8 hours. It'll be up at 10 a.m. today. our time, Texas time, the greatest time. Texas, we should separate from the Union. Anyway, albums that songs, bands, just shit I've been listening to lately. I want to touch on this because I've been listening to a lot of great stuff. Razor Bumps, new album Hellraisers, just fucking good ass, not surf rock, but like surf punk, bluesy ass, just killer female-led surf punk bluesy ass album. So good. Check it out. Their first song is their best song. It's going to start, it's called Three in a Row. It's going to be a little slow, but 40 seconds in, it'll shred your face off and it'll be worth it. Trace Mountains. I've mentioned Slaughter Beach Dog quite a few times on this podcast. They had my one of my favorite albums, 2017. Trace Mountains is very good. I feel like it could use a little more refinement. Some of the last half of the album is a little slow, but their album, Buttery Sprouts and Other Songs, very good. The second song, Buttery Sprouts, is a very good song. First song, I Am Extra Natural, is also a very good song. Another band I've been listening to is called Cloud District. Their album, Don't Give Up a Skeleton, is also very good. Another band that I think they really kill it on the first four or five songs of the album, and then the rest of the album drags a little bit. But otherwise, Swear I Saw You Rockin' Part 2, Hamster Camp, and Queso Besos, and I Don't Even Play Guitar in This Band, are also very, very incredibly good songs. They just need a little more refinement. Hopefully the next album they will release an absolute gem. Otherwise, that's kind of it. Otherwise, look it up. Merger Records released another compilation album, their second, for Mountain Goats cover songs. Their first one was called Tallahassee Turned Tin. There's a bunch of good names on that band. Andrew Jackson Jihad actually does a kick-ass cover of one of my favorite Mountain Goats songs, Alpha Rat's Nest, which is the last song on Tallahassee, one of my favorite records of theirs. It's absolutely incredible, that record, but they just released a new one called I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats, and it's bands who are fond of or sound like the Mountain Goats. Mothers, who is a band that I followed quite heavily during 2016 and have failed to impress me in the following years, but this new band that I heard of because of this record compilation called Loamlands, has they covered a Mountain Goat song, one of my favorites, Followed the Star High School Running Quarterback. It's a very good song. It's about a kid who ended up stealing or selling acid and going to jail after he hurt his knee when he was a star quarterback of a football game. It's a very good song. And they do a very good take on it where it becomes this Janis Joplin-y sexy-ass bluesy song. Very good. So that's what I've been listening to lately. Jason, you got anything to add?
Not really. I went to New Orleans and I listened to a bunch of bands playing Mardi Gras music, and it was awesome at the BMC and all these other places. But new music, no. I got nothing.
All right. Well, we're going to, this podcast run a little long. Sorry, we talked originally about Justin Timberlake and never touched on it. I guess we can do a speed round. Jason, how did you feel about the Justin Timberlake thing?
JT,
Faster.
Your new album is generic and makes people want to listen to things that are
better
and not like what you played and made.
Yeah, I also agree. I feel like it was a disappointment, Man in the Woods. Justin Timberlake, please stick to acting. I feel like you're a much better actor than you are a musician. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. Your album is disappointing. Sexy Back's a good song. You've got a few other good songs. Your last album was good. This one, I feel like you just went for generic and you didn't know what you were going for. Your Super Bowl show, while flashy, I missed Janet Jackson's breasts. Also, fuck you for doing that in the first place. And second, I know you've redeemed yourself, but just, yeah.
Yeah, your album was made for moms watching The Voice drinking wine.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to music, Your Music Sucks Podcast. This has been the Your Music Sucks Podcast. I am Josh Durkin.
I am Hassan Savoie.
That was in Japanese. Can you say it in English, please?
Jason Savoie.
Thank you, sir. That really clears a lot of things up. We were live from Austin, Texas in Josh's garage. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you so much for supporting us. And donate to our Patreon page, which does not exist yet. And it will probably never exist because we do this for free because we love you. We've kind of skimped on the ads and the segments. Audible, just pay us, please.
Yes.
Casper, we'll sleep on your beds. Donald Trump will sleep with your wife. Thanks for listening. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Mwah.